Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
We want to continue, and as a matter of fact, we're going to conclude our study on Zipporah. And in the last show, we were looking at the different stages that a couple can go through. And if care is not taken, they could get stuck in any of these stages if their constant focus is not on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the architect of marriage. In case of Moses, and you will be surprised that Moses, as great as he was in the Lord and as greatly as the Lord used him, you'll be surprised that such a man will have matrimonial problems. So that will tell us that anyone can have this problem if one of them is drawing back the other in their walk with the Lord. And that's why it's so important for us to look at Zipporah, not necessarily to say that, well, I will not do that, but to be able to learn from her so that we don't repeat the same thing that she has done, and then we will be called wise because we are able to learn from other people's mistake. Go with me again to that chapter 4 of Exodus, and let us look again at verse 26. So the Lord let him alone. At that time, she said, bridegroom of blood, referring to circumcision. And so today we want to look at what is called verbal abuse. You know, the ability of someone to be able to use her tongue to ridicule others, and then to look at the effect. Any type of abuse is a pattern of behavior to control someone so as to cause that person to be ridiculed or devalued or even to destroy and to degrade. We are not to have dominion over ourselves, and that's what abuse does. Abuse wants to have dominion over the victim. You know, in case of Zipporah, as we have been looking at for the past few days, we will see that Zipporah was only trying to be in control, to have dominion. The Bible has not created us to have dominion on ourselves. If you look at the Bible, the husband is not told to have dominion on the wife. The wife is not expected to have dominion on the husband. They are to submit to one another in the fear of the Lord, and the husband has been instructed to love the wife. But in this case, we will see that the behavior abuse is anything that is causing ridiculing or devaluing or destroying or degrading. That is abuse. And in this case, when it is a verbal abuse, it is out to insult. It's a name calling, blaming, you know, and shaming the person, putting the person to shame, or nagging, or criticism, or ridiculing, using yelling and screaming to control. When somebody is suffering, or somebody is having this verbal abuse, that person is continuously yelling. When you are having discussion with your spouse, and is turning to yelling, check it out. You are likely to be abusing that person verbally, because when you are yelling, you are saying that I'm going to have dominion, I'm going to control you. And always when you are having this verbal abuse, if that is the weapon that you are using, you are using that to intimidate so that you can get your way. And also, somebody with verbal that is using verbal abuse is always having an unpredictable mood, because you want to frighten that person. You don't want anyone to know exactly what your plan is, which is also a way of covering up transparency. When you show attention and affection to a child to hurt your spouse, so that you go to your children and you start to pour this affection on them, you say the very good words that you know that will have been for your husband, and you now use the opposite for your husband, is still verbal abuse. When you are intimidating with the name of God and scriptures, and this is very common in a Christian home, using the name of the Lord to intimidate, you know, your spouse, telling that person that he doesn't know the revelation, or the husband telling the wife that you don't know anything in the scriptures and that you have to just listen to me because I'm the one that have the final authority when it comes to the spiritual things. In fact, I've listened to a lot of women that says that because I'm more spiritual, I'm now the head of the home. It is very, very wrong because it's not scriptural. Whatever you think that you are in the spirit, it does not make you to rearrange the hierarchy of the home. The Bible still says that the husband is the head of the woman. And so verbal abuse is always coming out of this because you believe that you are more spiritual. And because of that, you start to intimidate your spouse with the name of the Lord that will have been used to bless your spouse. We now change to a form of intimidation. In the case of Zipporah, it is more of verbal abuse than any other abuse. It's not a physical abuse. It's not a there's emotional abuse there, because there's an emotional violence there. Emotional violence is when you don't care about the emotion of your spouse and you still go ahead because you enjoy that that person is suffering. Any form of communication that brings unbearable pain of condemnation and leaves a life scar in your spouse is what is called verbal abuse. And it may not be for your spouse alone, it may even be for the children, because verbal abuse is in a vicious circle. When it starts, it just goes on and affects everyone around. And that's why the spillover in the home will affect the church, you know, will affect the society. That's why when the home is okay, then every segment of the society will be okay. But when the home is not okay, when there's bitterness in the life of a woman, then nothing will be okay. Now, what is this? Why is this issue of circumcision so important and is causing a lot of conflict in this home? Please turn with me to Genesis chapter 17, and I will start reading from verse 9. Genesis 17 from verse 9. Then God said to Abraham, "As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants, after you for the generation to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you for the generation to come. Every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner. Those who are not your offspring, whether born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." Now, this was the covenant that was given to Abraham, and it was passed from that generation to generation to generation up to Moses. It was a direct disobedience to the instruction of God. And what God said was that anyone who did not do that will be cut off from his people, will be killed. Now, you will not be surprised then why God said, Why the Bible told us in that Exodus that God was ready to kill Moses. It was the covenant that was broken. And the consequence of that of the covenant that was broken, the law, the decree was that the person will die. And so when Zipporah now realized that, oh, was it true that if the circumcision was not done, that the person will die? That was when she rushed to the action. It would have been good if she rushed into that action in repentance, and the Lord Almighty would have still forgiven him. So what is the result of the emotional damage that was done? You know, it resulted to rejection. When you are having verbal abuse in the home, just know that you are damaging the emotion of your spouse because of something that you do not understand. It is better for you to sit down, talk about it, instead of using verbal power to destroy that person, because it will result to emotional damage. It will also reject to rejection. That person's self-esteem will be destroyed. He will feel worthless. Also, the emotional needs of that person have not been met, because the emotional need of every human being is the unconditional acceptance, approval, and consistency in that way. Because when you start to look at the fact that you don't agree with me, then it means that I'm not going to love you. You are having a conditional love. And unconditional love is what the Lord has given to us through that John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave the only begotten son to us, not because of what we have done, but because of what he wants to do for us. Therefore, we are to emulate this. Having an unconditional love, unconditional acceptance for our spouse, also the moral and social spiritual value will be destroyed. A man is not complete. He has something missing in his life. Therefore, it's not strange for a woman to identify all this omission. Don't forget that one rib was missing in the life of every man. And that thing that is missing will come out in the behavior. But don't forget that you have been created to fill that vacuum of that missing rib. So instead of tearing that man down, why don't you just uphold it in your prayers, in your encouragement? Instead of bringing wound to the heart of the man and causing damages, you have been created to fill in the gap. Tension in marriage cannot be avoided. We had not been created to live a life that has no problem. He's saying the world we shall have trouble, but cheer up, I have overcome the world. That's what John 16:33 says. Therefore, instead of destroying our spouse, let us just know that they need us, because something is missing. That is the reason for marriage. Are you filling in the gap as you ought to do, or you are using your tongue to destroy your husband and to destroy your children and to destroy the home? I pray that the Lord will give us wisdom from above, and we will be able to uphold our spouse, whatever they are, that we will be able to receive them unconditionally. May the Lord help us as we build our home, and as the Lord walk on our tongue, in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we just want to thank you, because you are the Lord, because power belongs to you. Thank you because of the fact that Zipporah, the wife of Moses, was written for us so that we can learn from her that verbal abuse, calling our husband names, is not something that is acceptable by you. Give us the grace, Lord. Work on our heart, work on our mind, that we will fill you up in our heart, and we will speak out grace to our spouse, to our children, to everyone around us, in the name of Jesus. That our life will not be a life of confusion, that we will not have the tongue of razor, according to that Psalm 52 verse 2, that our tongue will be changed from razor and will be changed to medicine, to bring healing to the heart and to the mind of everyone around us. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do this. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with Pastor and Author Elizabeth Bonkley. stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.